Are you ready to dive into the heart of life's purpose? The most successful people always have a goal and a plan. With the right map and mindset, you can achieve extraordinary things. Let's journey through life together. Session 25, Chapter 2, Verse 2, A Continuation. This is the book in which there is no doubt, containing guidance for those who are mindful of God. Chapter 2, Verse 2. In this ayah, God describes the Quran as guidance. Guidance refers to a set of instructions or directions for achieving a specific goal. But before setting out on this journey, it's essential to have a clear destination in mind. Once your goal is defined, the next crucial step is finding the right guide to lead you there. So, how do you choose the best goal and select the best guide in life? Let's explore this further. People set goals and draw plans for themselves daily. If you want to build the house of your dreams, you would start by calling an architect, explaining your vision and goal to him or her, and then they will draw the plans for your house. Initially, the design the architect lays out for you may not fully align with your vision. This is why there will be a first draft, a second draft, and many revisions until the desired design is achieved. You may even call other professionals to help you fine-tune the project. In fact, as you explore various ideas, your vision of your dream house might evolve. After perfecting the design and scheduling construction, you may discover that some materials are unavailable, prompting you to tweak your plans once more. Additionally, the city municipality might not approve certain aspects of the project, leading to further delays and adjustments. Do you see how your own goal, your dream house, changed and evolved many times through the process? Why? Because at the beginning, you lacked some fundamental knowledge and experience, and circumstances beyond your control forced you to make changes. How about your path to paradise? Do you want to run into similar problems as you map your way to the ultimate goal of life? Of course not. We are all in need of someone who has complete knowledge, who sees the entire picture, who has ultimate wisdom to determine for us the best and shortest path to heaven. He who is competent over all things, the owner of all things, and by whose will the universe functions. Even in the best-run governments, the laws set by humans are often deficient. These laws are in constant need of amendments and changes. Why? Because whoever initially set them had either an incomplete knowledge of the present, a limited vision of the future, or was self-serving. God, on the other hand, is all-knowing and free from inclinations. He has selected the ultimate goal for you, paradise, then showed you the best way towards it. Following God's guidance is the only way to ensure that your goal of being in His company in paradise is achieved, and that the path you follow has no detours or last-minute changes. God Almighty says, "Say, indeed, it is the guidance of Allah which is the true guidance." Chapter 2, verse 120. If you want sure success, follow God's path to the goal He set for you. Trust in Him, the eternal and absolute. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to align your goals and actions with His guidance. Often, the Quran offers guidance through stories of previous prophets and historical events. God says, "Aleph, Lam, Ra." Those are the signs of the clear book. We sent it down as a Quran in Arabic so that you may reflect and understand. We tell you the best of stories in revealing this Quran to you. Before this, you were one of those who knew nothing about them. Chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Such stories are not for entertainment or pastime. Instead, they are a sermon and a reminder for the believers. As you know, history tends to repeat itself. For example, the story of Pharaoh applies to every ruler who transgresses and abuses. Similarly, the story of Karun applies to every ungrateful person who abuses their material wealth to belittle people, acting in arrogance and impunity. If you experience animosity or conspiracy from your siblings or loved ones, you will find solace and wisdom in the story of Prophet Joseph. The events of the people of the cave show us how the Lord showers his mercy on those who hold firm to his path in the face of overwhelming odds. Please take note that most of these stories feature anonymous or unnamed characters, or characters identified only by their title or first name. Why? We answer that since these events are common, God wants you to identify with the characters and apply these lessons to your life. Pharaoh is identified by his title, not his full name, because every era has a pharaoh. Similar is Karun, the king of Abraham, and many more. The exception to this rule is in the story of Mary, daughter of Imran, and Jesus, son of Mary, peace be upon them. Both are identified by their full names because their story is a miracle that will never be repeated. In other instances, the Quran provides guidance by emphasizing God's signs within the universe, steering people towards recognizing their Creator. Aleph, Lam, Mim, Ra. These are the signs of the scripture. What your Lord has sent down to you is the truth, yet most people do not believe. It is God who raised up the heavens with no visible supports and then established himself on the throne. He has subjected the sun and the moon, each to pursue its course for an appointed time. He regulates all things and makes the revelations clear so that you may be certain of meeting your Lord. Chapter 13, verses 1 to 2. In fact, the Quran's mission is to take people out of the darkness of ignorance, disbelief, and polytheism into the light of faith. The sun, moon, and earth serve humankind, yet no one can claim that he or she has created them. If you take the time to contemplate the meticulous build and precise movement of these signs, it will surely lead you to the Creator. Sadly, many people get caught up in their day-to-day problems, lure, and enjoyment of worldly life. Such distractions eat up your time and blind you to God's signs. Allah revealed the Quran to shine its light through life's distractions and guide you towards Him and paradise. He says, Aleph, Lam, Ra. This is a book we have sent down to you so that you can bring humankind from the darkness to the light by the permission of their Lord, to the path of the Almighty, the Praiseworthy. God, to whom everything in the heavens and earth belongs. How terrible will be the torment of those who ignore. Chapter 14, verses 1 to 2. If you live your life immersed in distractions, occupied by eating, drinking, screens, and short-sighted material goals, how are you different from livestock that live to eat and drink? Life can be alluring, offering the illusion that happiness is just around the corner. If only you had a little bit more money, a little bit more power. God says, Aleph, Lam, Ra. These are the verses of the scripture, a Quran that makes things clear. The disbelievers may well come to wish they had submitted to God, so leave them to eat and enjoy themselves. Let hopes distract them. Soon they will come to know. Chapter 15, verses 1 to 3. My advice to you is to use the knowledge, insight, and guidance Allah gave you in the Quran to work towards the hereafter before it is too late. Paradise cannot be attained by wishful thinking or by only reciting the Quran. You have to work and take daily action. We invite you to make Quran Garden a part of your journey to paradise. Spend just 10 minutes a day studying the Quran with us, and we promise it will illuminate every step on your path.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Convey my teachings to the people, even if it is only a single verse." Please take a moment to subscribe and to share with your family and friends. Visit us at www.qurangarden.com.